Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Goodbye.
Can't believe it's Wednesday already, right? It's the 27th of March. I feel like I'm a little congested, but I feel fine. It's middle of the night. Why wouldn't I feel fine, right? It's midnight in Hawaii. I'm at the studios of 94.3 The Star on Kauai in Lihue. I think I could spend my entire life trying to figure out how to pronounce some of these names over here. The thing that's good about it is the beauty, the scenery. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on Good Day. Jay posted some of the pictures of me just being a tourist, spending some time yesterday wandering around in various places, including this place that has like a whale up against the, you saw that one, right, Jay? The whale up against the shore of the beach line place.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet. I saw the, yes, go look. I saw the one with you in front of the big sign and then the one with the lighthouse. I really like the lighthouse.
Yeah, well, there's another one from the from what looks like a whale. And it isn't a whale, but it's the water coming up against the coast, just everywhere. So that's the story on this end. Jay's in Cleveland, where it's kind of cold. You have snow or a little? What was the weather yesterday? The last 24 hours?
I mean, it was tolerable yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it was a little chilly, not absurdly cold. We had a few moments of like a little bit of rain, but no snow.
All right. And down at Dallas, isn't it too cooler? James Collins in our main studio down at Dallas, isn't it a little bit cooler?
It's cooler for me. It's like 40 right now, which is like pretty freezing for me, but hey.
Yeah, right. Buck up, kid. You'll be all right. All right, here's the story of a woman who won $25,000 a year for life. She had a dream. Last night I had a wonderful dream about this. She dreamt she would win the lottery. She woke up. And she won the lottery. This lady is Patricia Harris, lives in Holliston, which is about 10 miles from where I live in Framingham. She got the quick pick ticket. Wait a minute, I had that number. Hold on a second, what's the big idea? No, I guess I didn't. She bought the ticket at a place called a country farm. Now I know this is my ticket. Anyway, she got her prize the other day. During the visit, she said that she had that dream about winning the lottery, and so she won. She took the one-time payment. She got $390,000, and she's going to invest in a home, some good things for her family. But isn't it?
The game that's life-changing. I mean, $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's like for some people, that's their salary.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yep. All right. So that's good. Congratulations to her. All right, it's hard to escape this Baltimore thing. I think there needs to be a deep dive into what actually happened. So let's spend some time. I actually was listening online to some radio coverage of this from a couple of really good radio stations in Baltimore. You know the story. The news yesterday, about this time that it became known locally, and then it spread like wildfire. The tragedy in the Francis Scott Key Bridge circumstance completely collapsed. So what is going on? There was a warning, apparently, Jay, issued by crew members on this ship.
Yeah.
Before, and I guess that helped save some lives.
They stopped traffic. So when they lost power, and they knew that they couldn't control anything, and that there was a bridge coming up, and they made a mayday call, and it was able to stop the flow of traffic. And I think there were still, like, maybe a couple of cars, and most people were, like, construction workers or crew members who were in the water. This could have been so much worse had they not gotten that mayday call out.
Yeah. No, the people on the ship certainly did the right thing. The warning helped a lot. Whatever happened to the boat, that'll take a few days probably for them to figure out what happened to the boat. But anyway, this is the major bridge. To think about the impact of this, the largesse of this, this is Baltimore Harbor is a very, very busy harbor. It's one of those harbors like, let's see, Philadelphia on the East Coast and New York and, you know, all of the biggest cities have a large, big harbor, but Baltimore's is especially large. A lot of large shipping container ships. And so this one lost power. Two people who went into the water apparently were rescued, but I think there's another six that they can't find, and they've called off the search for those people, right? And if I have that in my mind correctly. And by the way, all of these people, the eight, the two that they got and the six that they didn't get were all part of the crew that was working on the construction of the bridge. So this bid, and the reason they were rebuilding it is because it was built back in 1977. It's a two-mile-long bridge. 35,000 drivers a day use this thing on Interstate 695. And so the port of Baltimore, I guess, is closed as well. All of this is like most of the ports, like Long Beach is the same way. They specialize in roll-on vehicle shipments. And so, anyway, they pulled the ship out, and they're bringing the ship, I guess, towing the ship to someplace in Virginia, but they get the thing off. They are the debris around the bridge. They got to get out of the way, so that's why they got to close the port. But the process could take a month anyway. The bridge replacement could take years.
Years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this container ship was on its way to Sri Lanka. It had been operated. Well, see, this is the dark side of whatever goes on in the shipping business with these big ships. They're all because it's cheap to base them in Singapore or wherever. And so when you see these ships, you see some consistent names, like Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K. That's the company that chartered this boat with its cargo. And then there's COSCO, which is the Chinese overseas container operation. Those are two of the biggest, the ones that you see often. And so there's that component to it. People are curious as to, anyway, this will be a good thing because we'll learn a lot about how, just because it's pretty interesting and kind of compelling to know. When you talk about these things, sometimes people, it's kind of like the Boeing situation where people are talking like they have a paper butt because they don't really know what's going on and they just log, they just fall in footsteps with the news media that doesn't know, they couldn't grab their butts in a snowstorm most of the time when they're talking about these things. So there's a lot of misinformation, not about what happened, but about what, you know, the ship was about, how these ships operate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in, I guess, the conversation about these sorts of things, the sad disasters, again, I bring Boeing into it and bring this ship, you know, the world of transportation is a pretty complex thing these days. These ships are all run pretty much like railroads and airplanes. It's almost all automatic. When you come into a port, though, a boat, what they call a pilot boat, is sent out from the harbor, and they put a pilot in the boat to guide the boat into where it's supposed to be docking. Because most of the captains, they go all over the world. They don't know, the captains don't know the Baltimore Harbor necessarily, or any other harbor. So there's usually four or five, depending on the size of the where I am right here. If it were daylight in the studio, I could see out to the harbor here. When I came in the other day, there was a huge tanker that was offloading because on these islands in Hawaii, they have some solar, but mostly all of the power that runs everything, all the electricity is generated by huge generators that are fueled by a diesel. So they have tankers come in every day. It's about a tanker load a day to fuel the bunkers so that the generators keep going. So this was really, I mean, I was like maybe 200 feet away from the tanker as we drove by it. It was, you know, those things. And you, if you have children with you, they'll look at that and they go, oh, wow, yeah, it's that, you know, sort of thing. But in terms of this, I'm not overviewing what's going on with the seriousness of this circumstance with the bridge and the people who lost their lives. You know, I guess I'm thinking about the water temperature, Jay, and what it would be in Baltimore at this time of year. It's like 37 degrees.
So yeah, I mean, they're already freezing conditions.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So they're not gonna save those people. I would be curious to know what happened. The construction crew was on the bridge repairing potholes. You know, they do that stuff at night. Most major roadways mm-hmm. have these crews that work all night long to fix stuff like that. And so that was going on that side.
Well, how were they able to stop traffic, but they didn't get off the bridge?
Say that, huh? Say that again.
How was it that with the Mayday Alert, they were able to have traffic be stopped so there weren't more cars traveling on the bridge, but why didn't the construction workers get off the bridge? Or were they already moving to get off the bridge, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and that is. One of the people that survived, one of them is very seriously hurt, and the other one was just treated and released. Imagine what that person is thinking today. Imagine what's in the mind of that person. And, you know, when you see the ship heading, it's dark, it's the middle of the night. So they could hear there's kind of like a foghorn on the ship, and they can see the lights from the ship. Oh, this is a big bridge, right? 2 miles long. Anyway, so the governor was talking about it. She went to the families of the six people who were affected by this. And so, it'll take a while to investigate it, but the circumstances are such that it's more than a curiosity for people. Lives were lost, and the port is closed. It'll affect a lot of people's jobs, that whole thing, so hold a good thought for the folks who are involved in this in Baltimore, okay? Good deal. It's 18 after. This is the Good Day program for Wednesday.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and...
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner around the country and around the world. You can listen on the radio stations that we love around the country, and you can also listen online, gooddayshow.com. Hooray, hooray. This is the portion of the hour we sort of check out what's going on the trending column with celebrity news and gossip, because that's a lot of the stuff, whether it's local news in your neck of the woods or these national stories. I have some. Remind me to talk about the boar that went into the swimming pool here in Hawaii, would you?
My goodness.
Yeah, you can go find that video online. Right now, though, our focus is on Kathy Lee Gifford, who, as you know, is someone who has been all over television for years and years and years. And so she made some people sort of, did she say that? She said something about the Golden Bachelor and the Golden Bachelorette. What, we're going to have a woman now to do what the golden guy did? Is that what this
is? Oh, of course. I mean, it all started with just The Bachelor, and then it turned into the spinoff of The Bachelorette. And then, I think, what do they have, like Bachelor Island or something like that, where a bunch of women get together. And now the Golden Bachelor, so of course there's going to be a Golden Bachelorette.
All right, let's find out what Kathy Lee Gifford thinks is in play here right after these important words.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All I want is you, you're my shade. Never seen a girl that's so jolly. All I want is you, you're my shade.
I know there are a lot of people that love these bachelor shows, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, the old fogey bachelor and the old fogey bachelorette, apparently. Now, oh, no, it's called The Golden Bachelorette. So has there been one already? Has there been
Yeah, there's only been the Golden Bachelor so far, right, season of The Golden Bachelor. And, of course, people loved it, so they continue with their spinoff franchises.
So Kathy Lee was on with her former co-host, Hoda Kotb. How do you pronounce your last name? Kotb? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think Hoda. That's what I always thought it was. I think it was always mispronounced Cobb, but yeah, it's Kotb.
Anyway, so she was talking about what she would do if she were the Golden Bachelorette. But she's not interested in having somebody her own age. Her husband, Frank Gifford, died, what, last year or the year before? He was a baseball player, a great announcer. They'd married a long time and had a lot of stuff went on in their marriage, including him being unfaithful to her, and it became very public. But she stuck with him. But now she says, okay, I'll go on to the Golden Bachelorette if I'm asked, but I want somebody who's a lot younger than me. Which I thought was, you know, kind of cute. Maybe a little, as they say.
Well, she had been asked before about it, and she was saying, like, no, she wouldn't want to do anything like that because of just that many guys. And she's like, I don't know where they've been.
Yeah. All right. So instead, for her anyway, instead of calling it the Golden Bachelorette, they ought to call it the Golden Cougar, which might make things a little more interesting, right? I'd watch a show that was about
It's only the cougar because she's older, but it's not if the guy's older.
No, I know. There's a double standard, no question. You got it. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and calm. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe, it's proven effective, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden promising the federal government will help foot the bill for a rebuild of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This as search and recovery efforts are set for Wednesday.
Our prayers are with everyone involved in this terrible accident.
President Biden speaking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the wee hours are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed right into it. And the head of the NTSB, Pete Buttigieg.
It's too soon to offer estimates on what it will take to clear the channel and reopen the port.
USA's Laura Winters. Visa and MasterCard are on the brink of a groundbreaking deal aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions of dollars back into consumers' pockets. Under the terms of the settlement, credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next half decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Good day,
dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Some peanuts and cracker chops. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team.
So who's the home team for Jennifer? It's the Cleveland, what used to be the Indians. What do they call them now? The Ingratiates? What do they call the Cleveland Indians? Some stupid name.
Oh, they're the Guardians.
Oh, the Guardians, yes. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And then, so they're playing. Everybody's playing tomorrow. Tomorrow is the opening day, and all the 30 major league teams are going to be playing. We've already had that sole opening series last week with the Dodgers and the Padres, and there are other teams that are going to play in London and in Mexico. But the real season comes tomorrow. So are we all excited? I like baseball. I'm not a, as anybody can tell by listening to this program, I'm not a sports fan. Never have been, but I do like baseball.
Yeah.
Because it signifies a lot of stuff, right? You heard the crack of the bat there. Going to the park and smelling that freshly cut grass at this time of year. Ah, It's yum.
When you just think about, like, the not only the athleticism, but the coordination of this small object flying at you at 90 miles per hour, over 100 miles per hour, and then connecting with it with a, like, a stick, essentially. Yeah. It is just absolutely astounding, the ability that they have.
Yeah. No, it's a cool thing. The thing, and I say this not to sound like a jerk, and I don't want anybody, I hope, you know, take it as such, but growing up as I did in a town that's a big baseball town, was when I was a kid, and it still is, always has been, the Red Sox really do preoccupy much of the conversation in the spring and the summer. They just, it does. I suppose that's where, do you find that to be the case in Cleveland too, Jay, that the Guardians occupy a special place in people's minds during
yeah.
the course
oh,
of
for
it
sure.
feels better. It feels different. Feels
yeah, well, cool. Because there's also there's a little bit of a lull. I mean, you from football, and then, of course, basketball is going.
Yeah.
But it's just you have these moments of, like, multiple sports happening for a little bit, and then it mm-hmm. just simmers down slightly, and then once baseball picks back up, and basketball will go until,
yeah.
you know, the championship and finals in June. But I kind of feel like most people, they follow their hometown teams,
yeah.
but nobody really pays attention, or most people don't pay attention to baseball until October.
Yeah, when the season
like that's
is
when
over
it gets
the
real.
World Series. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I just think that it's cool, and so I underscore that. Some political news. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his running mate, a lady named Nicole Shanahan. And I must say, when I first saw this, I don't know who she is. When Jennifer was on the other day, she seemed to know her because she's from California. She's a big-time attorney, has done well as an entrepreneur, and so...
I believe she's from the Bay Area, too.
Yeah, Oakland. Yeah, she's from Oakland. Uh-huh. Oakland. So anyway, he went up there and introduced a running mate, said that she was battle-tested, and that's why he's putting her on the ticket. I wanted, he said, quote, a partner who possesses the gift of curiosity, an open, inquiring mind, and the confidence to change even her strongest opinions in the face of conflicting evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I found all those qualities in this woman. She grew up right here in Oakland, the daughter of immigrants who overcame every daunting obstacle and went on to achieve the highest levels of the American dream. So anyway, we got a bunch of... He's not as old. Robert F. Kennedy's 70. So we won't let him go into the same league as Trump and certainly Biden.
Well, and he comes from a famously Democratic family.
And
Nicole
so is
Shanahan
she.
Has
She's
been
a lot of money
to donor Democratic.
To
numerous Democratic campaigns. Yeah.
Right,
so
yeah.
It seems like they're kind of the alternative, possibly, for Democrats who don't want to vote for Biden. And then RFK Jr.'s family has been very open about they don't like that he's running because they feel that he is taking away votes from Biden.
You know, they need to grow up. They need to grow a pair. They need to understand what's going on. The political climate is not what it was when JFK ran in 1960, even when his father, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., ran in 1968. The political climate now is so much different. The reality of what's going on in our country, the issues are so much different. And frankly, you know, to a certain extent, Trump is sort of up on the issues. I don't feel like Biden is at all, and I feel more and more strongly about this pretty much every day. I don't usually go out of my way to create a situation where there's going to be a conflict and conversation, but Joe Biden has been an unbelievable disaster in my mind.
And the horrible thing about this is that the rhetoric of two parties continues because it's still Republicans versus Democrats, Democrats versus Republicans, and anybody else is just quote-unquote in the way or a quote-unquote wasted vote.
Yeah.
And that just stinks. And when it comes to the big debates, it's going to be Biden and Trump are the only two on the big stage, even though there are other parties. There are other candidates.
She's 38 years old. She's been politically active for most of her adult life. Pretty good profile of her in the L.A. Times today. So listen, let's see what happens. Let's see how much she brings. She's married. Oh, okay. That's why I know who she was. She's married to the co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin, one of the two guys I referred to as a little worm. He's got plenty of dough. They have a daughter. They've been separated for a year or so. And so that's kind of her background. She's apparently friendly with Elon Musk, right?
Well, that's her ex's like close friend. And then there were rumors, which she's denied, that there was an affair with Elon Musk.
Now, Elon Musk had an affair? I can't believe that. Who'd want to actually think about it for a sec? I'm going to be a little, I'll be a little off the tip here. What woman would want to have an affair with Elon Musk? Seriously. The guy's...
I mean, he's not my cup of tea, but he's not, like, atrocious.
Well, maybe I'm speaking as a man. People might say that, who'd go out with you? Okay, so, I suppose that's fair. All right, now let's see what's going on with Trump. I'm sure many of you who are Trump fans have followed how the shares of Trump Media, the guy, what is he got, 59% of the stock, I think, Truth Social, went public, and the value of the stock after the opening bell yesterday went up almost 60%. So, man, oh, man, it went up to $77 a share, and then it went up to, I think, 80, and then it went back down to 58. So the company is valued now, as of today, as of this moment, at $8 billion. So of that, Trump, what does he own? Would I say 59%? So what's that? What's 60% of $8 billion? That's $6 billion. That's twice as much as we thought he was going to have in his pocket when we talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I have the numbers wrong, and I may, but I'm just taking a quick look here at the numbers. And plus the fact now he doesn't have to worry about the coming up with the cash, the bond for this foolishness in New York. But at any rate, I think it's very interesting. Now, this is good, not necessarily just for Trump, but any new company like this that generates this kind of cash, no matter what it is, and I don't care whether it's Trump. I just think it's good for the economy. It's very good to have that sort of interest. And Kaplan, certainly there are a lot of people that are investing in it, not because they know anything about social media, but they want to support Trump. And mm-hmm. Okay, so
it's
what?
It's fine. People can spend their money how they want to, for sure.
Exactly. Yep. The attorney general in Texas, Jay, name is Ken Paxton, reached a deal yesterday with prosecutors to resolve criminal securities fraud charges. This has been a saga that's been going on for quite a while. He says, I'm innocent. This goes back, to 2011? He was a state rep. He's accused of recruiting two people to invest in a computer server company without disclosing to them his role as a paid advisor. And then the guy who, this company was called, I think it's Servenergy. I guess I think that's what it's called. I never heard of it until I looked into this story. I've heard of Paxton before. So he's got to pay a $271,000 fine. The reason I bring it up at all, because it may not be of interest, the individual story may not be of interest to a lot of people, but this just shows you how corrupt, how easy it is for the people who have influence and power to corrupt or be corrupted.
Yeah, or, lack of morals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, anyway, I just think that these guys are just pigs. They are. They take advantage of the circumstances. I'm talking about the congressman. I was talking about Trump. Anyway, okay. So, yesterday, the Supreme Court, having discussions about the whole abortion pill thing, so apparently there were 13 people, Jay, arrested in front of the Supreme Court. They were demonstrating against the examination of restrictions to the abortion pill. that nobody can pronounce. Have you been practicing this? Say it again. Why do I bother? Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say the abortion pills, so why sound silly and not be able to pronounce it? Anyway, so they're hearing arguments over whether the FDA has lawfully relaxed restrictions to make it easier to access the drug in question to end one's pregnancy. This is the first pill to take. Maybe you can help me with this. There's a two-drug regimen for a medical abortion, and so this is the most common method around the country. And once again, people are trying to tell other people what to do with their bodies. I think that the appropriate thing here is, I don't like abortion, never have. If I was ever with anybody, I've said this 100 times, I would encourage them to keep the baby and put it up for adoption, but that's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my business what somebody else does. It's not your business, frankly, what anybody else does. You can say, oh, we're trying to protect the unborn child.
And I think there's a lot of misconception of late-term abortions.
Right.
And
yeah, that is not,
where,
that's not cool.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that. Well, some people are against abortion no matter when. A lot of people are against abortion because of the thought of late term, and a lot of people think that, well, what if somebody is farther along, second trimester, third trimester, and they're doing this? That's not possible. Your body doesn't just absorb the fetus. Like, your body has to pass the fetus, and if it's too big, like bigger than 6-8 weeks, 10 weeks, it's your body's not going to pass it. This pill is not going to help.
Nope. It's a sticky wicket.
You're still going to need a procedure, still need a surgery.
So much controversy. All right, 48 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me. Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Farm and Family Time brought to you by the folks at Progressive Insurance. You can get insurance for your motorcycle, your car, your boat, your RV, and it's easy. All you got to do is call them up. 800-PROGRESSIVE, progressive.com. Spend a couple of minutes, give them some info, and bingo bango, you're all set. I think as we get into the Food, Farm, and Family Department here, Jay, I am reminded of something that W.C. Fields, who, you know who W.C. Fields, should ask that before I assume that you know who W.C. Fields was.
Remind me.
He was one of the great character actors of the 30s and 40s. He actually, I think, started as a silent star and then quickly, was a little bit later than Charlie Chaplin, but he was known for his wryness, shall we say. He had quite a history, and it wasn't all good in terms of Hollywood. But I saw this and I thought, okay, it's perfect for the Food, Farm, and Family segment. He liked to cook. W.C. Fields did, apparently. And he said, I like to cook with wine, and sometimes I even add it to the food. Bada bada boom.
That's cute.
Okay. All right. Today is National Spanish Paella Day. All right. You're going to have to help me with this.
Paella.
It's paella, see, right away. Is this a sort of a thing? Can you get it with the shrimp? Do I remember seeing something?
Yeah, I think a lot of places will have it. It's like a combination of shrimp, maybe sausage.
Yeah, really. All right.
A rice dish. Yeah. Lots of seasoning, lots of flavor.
Do you like it?
I've never seen one that doesn't have sausage, and I'm not a sausage eater.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like, minus that, I would very much still like it. I love rice dishes.
Here on the island where I am in Hawaii, last night we went out, and Larry, plus my friend and partner here, loves to go eat. So we went to a shrimp place last night, and I had a shrimp taco that was a little spicy for me, but the shrimp was great. And, you know, anything that has, I tend to, because I don't eat meat much, I don't eat meat at all, actually. Once in a while, as Jennifer is happy to tell you, I'll steal a sausage sandwich sometimes because it just feels, It's terrible for you, but
if
it's
you find yourself at a Waffle House,
yeah,
that's
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. All right, we've got Trader Joe's in the focus here in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. They have raised the prices of bananas for the first time in over 20 years. The price of a single banana up 20%. They used to charge 19 cents for them, and now it's 23 cents. I buy bananas by the bunch. I buy five because I figure they'll hold out fresh. Like when I get back home to Framingham on Saturday morning, before I go home, I'll go to the grocery store and buy all my fruit for the week. And I'll buy five bananas. And I haven't been to Trader Joe's for a while, so I think I may go to Trader Joe's. They didn't go into detail about the reasons behind the price increase, but come on. You got to know, look around at the price of food and everything else. So I think this is an interesting item, but you look around and there's some other things. Sugar certainly is up, about 8% now for a pound of sugar over what it was last year. So that's not unexpected at all. All right, let's talk about food safety inspections and whether they're good or they're not good, because the approach to food safety is something that's pretty important, obviously, to all of us. Sometimes it's overdone. Sometimes not enough of it is done. I find fault with the FDA because they don't require the same inspections for stuff that's brought into the country as they do require of the food that's grown here, which seems kind of counterproductive.
What?
Right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, it does. And just the fact that you can technically have, like, a certain amount of other items in it, like you could have a certain amount of insects before it's considered not okay, like you could have a certain amount of this and that before it's considered not okay. It should be zero.
Right. Yeah. But apparently you're going to have, we laughed about this. I think we've talked about this three or four times in the last year or so, how much is allowable, how many snake pieces can you have, and how many
rat feces is actually permitted before they're like, maybe that's too much.
Yeah, give me a break. But the point of the story is that the research that's been done suggests that we're not alone in our slack, malapproped approach to this. The study by Flinders University suggests that food control is similar across many progressive countries, and not just here in the U.S., but Ireland, Australia,
minus
New Zealand.
The chemicals that are allowed. We allow a lot more stuff in our food items than Europe does.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that, if you'll pardon the pun, is food for thought. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.